Hey Bulldogs, it's Nina Viglianti, and welcome to this week's episode of Beyond the Tassel. I am a sport and exercise physiology major of DeSales Class of 2025, and I am excited to be hosting this podcast with the purpose of reconnecting with our alumni and informing DSU students about the endless possibilities beyond graduation. Get ready to be inspired by our stories of our alumni and learn valuable insights from their career journeys. Now it's time to introduce this week's guest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Tassel. Today, I am here with Chris McGinnis. So, Chris, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Nina. Thanks for having me here. I'm really happy to be here and looking forward to chatting a little bit more about my experience at DeSales and how that's kind of influenced my path over the last few years since I've graduated.
Awesome. One thing that we usually feature is your major and your academic process through DeSales. So if you could just explain like what your major was and like some of the things that came along with your major.
Sure. I was, I started as a theater major in an education track. And I stayed in the education track for all of about 3 weeks and switched to musical theater shortly after I started at DeSales. And continued down that track on the musical theater track, also taking all of the same courses that the acting and directing tracks were taking as well. I had a passion for directing. I, you know, saw myself as more than just a musical theater actor only. So I wanted to try to get as well-rounded of an experience as I could. And then, you know, ended up, since I kind of early on let go of the education track, decided to take some marketing courses along that path as well, which, you know, as we'll talk about, seemed to help me out in the long run. But for the most part, yeah, I started as a musical theater performer, and that was my concentration for the bulk of my time at DeSales.
Do you have any like shows or anything that really like stood out to you like this and you like you loved it so much?
Robert Bridegroom is probably the show that will always stick on the top of my memory. It was just such a unique experience. It was a show unlike anything else that I had ever been a part of before. A musical that, you know, you don't often get to see, especially at a program like DeSales, where Act One, you know, is kind of this mini Lort Theater, you know, with a subscription base. You know, a lot of times those programs tend to lean towards more commercially successful shows. And of course we did them. We did Thoroughly Modern Millie. We did Guys and Dolls, you know, but to be able to be in the Schubert space, the Schubert Theater, and kind of test limits and play around in that space, I think all of my favorite memories, you know, came from those shows, and Robert Bridegroom being a part of that show will always be probably one of my most special experiences.
Yeah, I think that I know a lot of the musical theater majors, and they all love like every show that they do, even if it's not mostly the traditional ones, like not the ones that are like mostly heavily marketed, ones that are not talked about a lot, I guess. I've seen some that I'm like, I have no idea what that is. Or I've seen some that are like, oh, I have an idea. Some of those, I feel like the ones that aren't as marketed are the ones that make the most impact on the performers that I know. Does that kind of make sense with you?
Absolutely. I think it gives you a chance to play. It gives you a chance to learn more about different types of art and different types of work and become fully immersed into, you know, those pieces that you might otherwise wouldn't have given a second glance, and, you know, really get the chance to dive into the show and to dive into the work and be a little bit more creative and risk-taking in the way that those shows were produced. You know, oftentimes they don't cost as much money, which is exciting because, you know, there's not a dollar amount on the line. And then you can say, okay, we have the ability here to really play and really focus on the art and not worry about, you know, where we're going to end up down the line, which, you know, for an educational institution is paramount to make sure that the students, while they're there, getting that opportunity to really kind of dig in their heels to all different aspects of the industry.
Right. Yeah. Did you have a lot of those classes that went to like really late hours of the night for either practicum, I believe it's called, or something like that? I'm not a musical theater major, but I know some people that are like, I have practicum tonight, and I don't know what that entails. Could you like speak about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So practicum, at least the way that it was structured when I was there, you know, you were either, for the performing majors, you were either cast in a show and that was your practicum, or you were working on the show in some capacity. And you would hear, oh, I have crew, I'm working in the shop until 11 o'clock at night, or I have JDA rehearsal and then I have to be in the shop at 8 o'clock the next morning. Practicum was always the bane of many people's existence, because it was incredibly time consuming. Oftentimes it was something that in that moment you felt was not furthering your education or furthering your career because it might not have been directly related to why you were a student. I can say now, looking back on that experience 10 years later, 15 years later, it is who made me the artist that I was when I graduated. It's also what gave me the well-rounded experience when I made the decision, probably about halfway through my time at DeSales. And I was fortunate enough as a performer in DeSales. I was cast in most shows. I had, a successful career as a performer at DeSales. But I knew about halfway through that that wasn't going to be the long-term trajectory of my career. I got really excited about how to put the pieces together and how to the larger business aspect of the industry, and not just, I knew that performing for me would probably be a few years post-graduation, and then I was going to kind of want to shift into other sides of the industry. And so while I was there, like I mentioned, I was taking marketing courses. I was trying to forge my own path that made sense for me at the moment, who was a student who loved performing, who wanted to continue to perform in the near future, but always had that kind of twinkle in the back of my mind that that wasn't the end for me, and that there was going to be a different trajectory for me in the long run. And I would say one of the biggest assets of a program like DeSales is the BA nature and the well-roundedness that you get from a program like the one that DeSales offers. Because I was entrenched in every element of the industry. It wasn't like going to a conservatory program where I was, performing all day and all night and I didn't do anything else except dance, sing, act, and that was it. I was working on house management crews. I was working in the costume shop. I was, I had a lot of different experiences that kind of helped me see the industry as a whole. And knowing that once I graduated, performing for me might have been like a 5-year trajectory before I kind of transitioned into the next phase of my career, that was exceptionally helpful to have that well-rounded experience. So it's funny, I remember being one of those students. I remember being one of those students that was like, oh my God, I have to go to the costume shop and I have to go work with Amy Best, and she's going to tell me about how I can't sew, and all of these things. And now it's, I look back on those experiences and I'm so glad that I had that type of experience, because it really helped shape me to understand the industry as a whole and not just the performance element.
Yeah, as you're saying, like how everything came into play with every sort of aspect, like you said, how did that bring you into what you do now?
So it's been a unique journey for me. I graduated from DeSales and immediately went into an apprenticeship at Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia, which was a management-based apprenticeship that had nothing to do with performing whatsoever. However, a lot similar to the way that the DeSales program was structured, the Walnut apprenticeship kind of gave opportunities for, if you were in the management field but you wanted to perform, you could audition to be an understudy. You could audition to be, an extra in an ensemble in one of the main stage productions. You could take classes and courses through the theater school as part of the apprenticeship. So it was that kind of same well-rounded nature for me. And that really kind of is where we took off, is where my career took off. And it was because I had that well-rounded experience when I started at the Walnut. I was kind of able to jump in and in a professional setting now get my feet wet in all areas of the industry. I was working primarily in management and primarily audience services and that department, but I was understudying in White Christmas and I was understudying in Miss Saigon, and getting that experience and building those connections in that network at such a young age at such a Paramount theater in the city was huge for me. And I think, I left DeSales and I knew, as I said, I was going to perform for a bit. I ended up performing for about 5-ish years and, making a career out of that for a while. And while all the time still now on a grander scale, figuring out what my trajectory and what my path was going to be. And, when was it going to be that I kind of retired the performer Chris and started to make that transition, and it happened pretty organically for me. There just became a moment where I was like, this is where I'm at. Okay, I've built up X, Y, and Z skill that I was that I didn't have prior to, leaving to sales to really start to make a name for myself in the producing world or the directing world. And that's where that transition started to happen. And it started from going from performing full time to more directing, and then from directing to more producing. And then as I got into producing and the other two kind of fell to the side, that really set me up for the track on, arts management and arts leadership. And then, opened the floodgates for the next 10 to 15 years.
Wow. I feel like I don't really hear much about like the general manager side or like the business side of theater. I feel like you don't really hear much about that, but
It is, I'll tell you what, unless you're going to a program that is specifically geared towards that, you don't hear about it. I didn't know what general management was when I graduated, or I knew the title, but I didn't know the job. And I think that there is, as I spoke to being a well-rounded theater artist, and theater administrator, the GM world kind of needs to be able to interface with every person that's involved in the process and needs to have a detailed and deep understanding of the work that each of those teams are doing so that they can navigate and they can put all the pieces together. Any solid GM, any solid producer is going to have that intellect and that understanding to be able to put towards the work that they're doing. And I think, it was DeSales really set me up for that in a really, really great way. And I would love to see, would absolutely love to see, a management track at DeSales one day. Ann Lewis, if you're listening, we've spoken about this before. Because I think that would have, while I still stand by the well-rounded experience that I had and kind of, forging my own path, working as, a work study with Amy Deal and Rosie in the administrative offices and the marketing offices, I kind of was able to cobble together between the performance elements that I had and the work study that I had, and then the marketing courses that I was taking on the side, my own little makeshift theater admin concentration, if you will, that obviously doesn't really exist, but like basically the way that I forged that for myself. And was given the opportunities to do that at DeSales, was given the opportunities by the faculty, by the administration that really advocated for me in that sense to make sure that I was able to put those pieces together. But I do think, it would be absolutely fantastic to have a program that is specifically geared towards arts administrators. And whether that's, arts leaders, whether that is, focusing on, arts administration at an entry level, however we kind of get to that point, I think it would be absolutely great for students that are graduating that know then that, performing, whether it's because it's just not something that you're passionate about anymore or something that you found a different passion. It's also a grueling lifestyle for those that realize, that they don't want to be performing 8 shows a week and working 6 days a week and
Right.
and all of those fun things, to have that opportunity to really understand an entirely different facet of the art where students can find opportunities in, I think would be amazing at the undergraduate level.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, like you kind of curated your own schedule and your own kind of experiences that you went out of your way to do. It wasn't like something that was embedded in the track. And I think a lot of people actually should listen to that advice, maybe. And like if they have like a specific interest, like either pursue a minor or take classes if they have extra time in their schedules, like something like that. Like I think that also just adds to more skill assets. And like you said, that's exactly what happened with you.
Absolutely. And it's not, I mean, I will be the first to admit it is not easy in that major, just focusing on the core elements of being a performing arts major to sales. Obviously, it's one of the most rigorous programs on the East Coast. It wasn't easy, right? It was not easy to try to carve out that spare time and find those moments. But I knew then that that's what I wanted, and that was the time that I had to do it. So I wasn't, don't wait until you're out in the industry, trying to make a paycheck to figure out when, what, where, and how you can gain these additional experiences. Figure it out for yourself while you're at DeSales. The faculty and administration were incredibly supportive of me during my time there. And, like I said, from working in the admin offices to having a mentorship with John Bell while I was there. And then all the way through to my senior year, I had decided that I hadn't gotten enough experience directing musical theater. It wasn't part of the core curriculum of the directing major, and there wasn't a directing track for musical theater. So I had been elected director for our Act Three, the children's show that year, but prior to that, wanted to direct a musical in the Schubert before I graduated. And that was, again, a copious amount of time outside of the regular curriculum, but it was totally worth it. I had to petition to the school, and I had to raise the money myself, and I had to make all of those things happen. But really, in that process is where I found producing and where I found, putting the teams together and finding the money, because obviously everything that we do, especially in today's world, costs a lot of money. So really finding all of those different aspects of the industry was something that came out of, me sitting down with John Bell and Dennis Rousey and saying, "Hey, I want to direct Last 5 Years in the Schubert. I know that, we don't usually do full scale musicals for student directing, but this is something I want to do. Can you support me in it?" And a little resistance at the beginning because they knew, how much of a feat that it was going to be. But ultimately, I proved that I had the know-how. I knew what I needed to do to get the job done, and had that support, which was it was instrumental in that time for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And where you are now makes a lot of sense, and it's very monumental, you might say. Could you explain what I'm trying to hint at?
Trying to hit that. Sure. So I am currently now the general manager for Second Stage Theater, which produces work of new living American playwrights on and off Broadway. We have one venue off Broadway and one venue on Broadway that we produce full year seasons at both. And I am very lucky to be among the Second Stage team that has just recently won the Tony Award for Best Revival of a Play for Appropriate, starring Sarah Paulson, that actually just closed this past Sunday. And which was, a completely unreal, surreal experience to be on that stage with my colleagues, watching Carol Rothman, our president and artistic director, accept the award alongside fellow alum Matt Given,
Yeah.
who is also our director of production at Second Stage as well. But it was amazing, amazing experience, and totally a culmination of, I think, the last 15 years and the education that I got while I was at DeSales and through my master's program at Rider, kind of just like making me understand all of these things and making it worthwhile. I mean, I think it is not an easy industry to be a part of. Anybody that will come out of this program, anybody that is teaching in this program, will tell you that. And the rewards are few and far between. The rejection is far more. But, to be able to have that moment, the rejection that I've experienced over the last 15 years is certainly worth it to be on that stage and have that moment.
Oh, 100%. When I was reading up on some of the things that you did, because I like to do a little research on my clients before I talk to them, my little routine that I do is I look up the people I'm interviewing and I see what they do. And you've been working there and like you've been nominated and recognized for a lot, but like this was like the moment. Like that was probably so surreal for you. And I remember watching the Tonys because I do love musical theater as well. I love watching stuff. And I had no idea until I got an email like from my bosses and from DeSales, like, we have alumni on that stage. And I was like, oh my gosh. So like that's amazing. Congratulations, honestly. Like, congratulations for that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a surreal night, and really, I mean, completely honored to be a part of it and to have colleagues and friends up there that were a part of that as well.
Oh yeah, of course. That must have been so fun. Honestly, just being at the Tonys was probably so fun too.
It certainly was. It was my second time at the Tonys. We were nominated last year for Between Riverside and Crazy for Best Play as well, and obviously did not win last year, but it's still a huge honor to be there. And then this year, was really the icing on the cake to be able to say that we won.
Right, like even being able to go, I feel like being able to go and being nominated is just a huge accomplishment in and of itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, my last question for you, if you had one piece of advice for someone going through what you're going through or someone going through DeSales, musical theater or not, what would that be?
I would say three words that have stuck with me from when I was at DeSales through my career, and so that I will still live by this day, is trust your own journey. or trust your journey. It is everybody's path is going to be entirely different, especially in this industry. And a lot of this industry is built around comparing yourself to where you are to your colleagues, where you are to your friends. Even when you're at the sales, comparing to who was in what show and you know how many shows was this person cast in. And everyone is going to have their own path and everyone is going to have their own journey. And if you continue to, as I said before, pick out those pieces that work for you and put them together to create a roadmap that's right for you. It might not be right for the person sitting next to you in class or sitting next to you in a cattle call audition or, you know, the person that you've interviewed for a GM job right before you. That path might not be, it's not going to be identical. And that's something I think that is so important that as not only as you're embarking on your career, but as you hit those milestones and you hit the rejection or you hit the positive things and the awards and the accolades, your path is going to be totally different than anyone else's. You are on your journey for a reason. And it's so important to figure out, okay, this is the path that I'm on. How do I make the most of it?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't know where their path is going to lead until they take that class or they get that opportunity or they do that internship. They don't know until you try. And
Absolutely.
I feel like that's what you did.
I agree. And I, you know, I when I took the apprenticeship at the Walnut Street Theater in Philly, I had no idea that I'd be in New York. I had weighed the New York option for a while, wasn't sure if that was something that I wanted to do, moved to Philly, and I still don't live in New York. I live in Bucks County. So you know, my husband works in South Jersey, I work in New York, and we kind of split the difference.
Right.
But you know, to not even think that like up until 2 years ago, it'll actually be 2 years this week that I started at Second Stage, I had no plans of even being in New York. And now I'm working back in the city full time. So I think, you know, be ready for those twists and turns and trials of fate and just go for it.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for being on the podcast. This was awesome. Thank you. You're
Of course, absolutely. Thank you so much, and I appreciate it taking the time to talk to
welcome. You're welcome.
me. All
And
right.
if you have any questions for Chris, his stuff will be in the description, his LinkedIn, and then his Instagram and things like that will be in the description as well.
Awesome. Yes, please, please feel free to reach out. I would love to be able to connect with students and start to make some of these opportunities available.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again for tuning into today's episode of Beyond the Tassel. It is our honor to present the success stories of our DeSales alumni via podcast. If you're a DeSales alumni and would like to be a guest on the show, you can contact Melanie.Vallone at DeSales.edu. And if you are currently a DeSales student and would like to connect with an alumni in your field, you can contact Kathy.Kraus at DeSales.edu. Until next time, Bulldogs.